and peel ourselves out of this perek one more yesoid before we go vaitim. Just a little bit on the Chanukas HaMizbeach. It says in the Pasuk, the end of the perek, we started test this week, right? So we're still doing the end of perek Ches. Vayashloima beisiyas achog v'chol Yisrael imoi shivas yomim v'shivas yomim habas oyoim. So Chazal explained in Meseches Me'at Katan that actually this Suda extended into Yom Kippur, right? I'm sure you guys remember that Chazal. They didn't fast that year on Yom Kippur. They had 7 days and then 7 days. And it says in the Chazal, Omar Rav Parnach, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Oisei Shona Lo Yosei Yisrael Siyem HaKippurim. Very difficult Chazal. The Gemara says in Me'at Katan that year, missed you on Friday. That year, Klal Yisrael didn't make Yom Kippur. V'hoyu doyagim. So Rav Parnach says that they were doyag, they were worried. Why were they worried? Shemon nischayvu seineyem shel Yisrael kliyeh. This is like an unbelievable Chazal. The Jews were afraid that they were chayiv misa. Now let's not forget, you had Shloima HaMelech, the Chocham Mikol Adam, the Gaon HaGoyim, he obviously paskin no Yom Kippur that year. He paskin. And the Bezdin of Shloima HaMelech went along with that Psak Halacha. So that means the Psak Halacha was no Yom Kippur. This year Yom Kippur we eat. They even made a Kal V'chomer. Ma Mishkan, Doiche Shabbos, Migdosh, is definitely Doiche Shabbos. That definitely Doiche Yom Kippur. So this was Klal Yisrael. They were afraid. So all the Achronim ask, why were Klal Yisrael afraid? They did the right thing. They did the right thing. Ask Rav Ginsburg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Vinei Yesh Lishoyah, since the Rabbanim paskind, says a baskel went out and said, it's okay, lechol b'simcha, don't worry about it, you're okay. But till the baskel went out, they were afraid. So he wants to say, big chiddush of Ginsburg, the Musar HaNeviim, he wants to say that the Jews really weren't worried that they did something wrong, which is the simple lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says they were afraid they were chayv misa. It's chayv kliyeh. So if Ginsburg's Zatzal wants to say no, they weren't afraid that they were chayv misa. They knew they weren't chayv misa. They knew they couldn't be chayv misa because chacham and paskin no Yom Kippur. You know, in Vilna, there's a famous psak given by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that Reb Shmuel Salanter rather, that there was a machla in Vilna, and he paskin that nobody is allowed to fast on Yom Kippur. Not only did he paskin that the people that had the disease couldn't fast, he paskin the whole city can't fast. Could you imagine? Ganz Vilna can't fast because he felt that if he's going to say some should and some shouldn't, then people won't want to break the fast. He was mevatel the tzayim from Vilna. Could you imagine? Yom Kippur. Now, that year, if somebody wouldn't have listened to Rabbi Shmuel Salanter, they would have been, they would have had to worry. Not the ones that listened to him. They would have had to worry that what they're doing is wrong. So what were they worried about? So he says, Hayudayagim shechosal lohem yeh makipurim. I don't get his teretz, but this is what he wants to say. He wants to say, Avada, the Yidden knew that if Shloima HaMelech said that there's now going to be a Chanukas HaMikdash, and because of that we don't fast on Yom Kippur, they knew they're not going to get punished for not fasting. Chazal Paskin, no fasting is no fasting. So they knew that. That wasn't a Shiloh. The Shiloh was, but every year Yom Kippur, we have Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is mechaper on all our averus. And they were afraid that because they didn't have a Yom Kippur, true, rightfully so, because it was canceled, but Lamaisa, they don't have Yom Kippur. So now they were worried to have a year without a Yom Kippur. That's what they worried. They weren't worried about the avera of eating on Yom Kippur. They were worried about having a year without a Yom Kippur. That's what scared Klal Yisrael. Azoy Leont Rav Ginsburg Zatzal. I say it's a very difficult pshat. Because I want to ask you a shaila. If you have a choyle sheyesh po sakana, chas v'sholem, you have a choyle, he's in danger, he has to eat. He comes to a rov to ask a shaila, he has to eat. I have this every year, where I give a guy a psak, he has to eat. Sometimes I could tell from the person, they're not going to eat. So I warned him. If you're going to fast, then you're going to need a kapora for fasting. I'm warning you, for you to fast, you're going to need a kapara for fasting. Your mitzvah is to eat. And it's hard to eat on Yom Kippur. It's a funny feeling to eat on Yom Kippur. But that's your job. You have to eat on Yom Kippur. I've developed a sense in myself that if I know what I'm doing is right, or I think that Lufiani is dieting, it's the right thing, I don't care. My feelings go after what's right. I remember I always wondered, how would I feel if I had to drive on Shabbos or Yom Tov for a chayla? And I always hoped that I would feel no problem. That's what you got to do. Lamaise, it was 1 year, my wife went into labor. It was the first night Sukkos, and it wasn't practical to get a cab where we had to go. I drove. And I have to tell you, it was a very good feeling. I lived up to what I was hoping I'd feel like. To now my mitzvah is to drive. If my mitzvah is to drive, I drive. Now that's the mitzvah. What am I? I'm resting on Yom Tov to make myself feel good. I'm resting on Yom Tov because that's what the Lord wants from me. And if Hashem now wants me to drive, I drive with the same simcha. I drive with the same happiness. So that's what it is. So Lamaisa, if a Jew is chayiv to eat on Yom Kippur, would anybody say that now he doesn't have a kapara? Of course he gets a kapara. He's doing the right thing. So why were they afraid? I hold that his kasha doesn't really answer. It's not answered with his tenets. He's saying the Jews weren't afraid that they'll get an einish for not fasting. They knew if the chacham and paskin, he's supposed to eat. They eat. But they were worried that maybe they don't have a Yom Kippur. Why were they worried they don't have a Yom Kippur? Hashem tells you on Yom Kippur to eat. So now you eat. And now you get a kapora for eating. No Indian not to eat. That's not the point. There's no Indian not to eat. The Indian is to do what Hashem wants you to do on Yom Kippur. If Hashem wants you to fast, you fast. Hashem wants you to eat, you eat. Maskim. If Moshe is maskim, I know it's the right thing. That's the bottom line. So pshat is what's pshat? What's the zechna? So could be we could say a pshat is like this. Could be a big yisoid that we can learn from this in general for many other areas in life when we have challenges, what mitzvahs to do, what mitzvahs to put our focus in. This perhaps could give us a mahalach. There's a fascinating Al-Shech HaKodesh in Tanakh. The Al-Shech HaKodesh is oimen on the famous redifa between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech, and where Shaul HaMelech catches up with David in the cave, I'm sure everybody remembers. And it turns out David sees Shaul from behind, and instead of killing Shaul, which is what some of David HaMelech's people told him to do, he cut off a piece of his garment. You remember that? He cut off the corner. And the end is, if the Shaul leaves the cave, David HaMelech screams out to him, "You see, I don't want to kill you. Look, I had you in my hands. I didn't kill you." And Shaul HaMelech cries and he says, "You're a tzaddik," and whatever. That was a peaceful encounter that David and Shaul HaMelech had. But if you look in the Pasuk, right after David HaMelech cuts off Shaul's corner, it says, "Vayach es levav David. It bothered David after he cut off the corner. So the Al-Shech HaKadosh has a great pshat. I'm not going to go into the whole thing over there, but it's a great yisoy, the Al-Shech HaKadosh. The Al-Shech says, sometimes, you know, you don't know if what you're doing is right or what you're doing is wrong. You know, the Yetzer Hara has a koyach sometimes to make that you don't even know what's a mitzvah and what's an aver. Right? I know a lot of times guys do things like against their parents and they convince themselves it's a mitzvah. For this, I'm supposed to go against my parents. It's a mitzvah to go against my parents. Right? It's the way people are. Sometimes you convince yourself that's the right thing to do. That's the koyach Yetzer. Yetzer doesn't tell you to mess up. He tells you it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Let's see this. I know a guy 3 years ago hung out with somebody that was so sick, Nebuch. So sick that he himself got sick. Terribly sick. And I remember him telling me, his parents asked me to talk to him, I spoke to him. He says, you know, Rabbi, he says, I was doing it all l'shem Shemayim. I want to be makar of this guy. Right? So the Yetzer Hara convinced him that this is a mitzvah. Yetzer Hara didn't tell him to hang out with a sick guy, to get sick too. No. Listen, you got to help the guy. You have to help him out. It's a mitzvah. I had a guy in my shul once told me, he said, you know, whenever he does a deal that's a little bit crooked, he doesn't think it's so honest, he gives the money straight to the stalker. Crazy man, right? Like Hashem wants that money, right? What does he do it for? The Yetzer Hara is a genius. Because the Yetzer Hara can't convince you to do a crooked deal. But you know what? If the money will go for the stalker, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Right? That's the way it is. So the Al-Shech HaKadosh says, how do you know if what you're doing really ends up as a mitzvah or not? He says, how do you feel afterwards? He says, when you do the right thing, you have a very good feeling afterwards. After you do it, you feel good. You feel like it was the right thing. When you do something wrong, the HR only can work before. Afterwards, you need therapy. Once you do it, you feel like I messed up. You feel like you messed up. He says, that's how you know if what you did is right or wrong. Because before you do it, you can convince yourself anything. Yetzer Hara can convince you he's the biggest mitzvah. Says the Al-Shech, Vahi achakach, after David cut off the corner, Vayach levav David, then it bothered him. Then he knew that he made a mistake. He knew he made a mistake. After he did it, he knew he made a mistake. Then he says, that's actually why he cut it. Because David was mesupik. What's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to kill Shaul? Or is he not supposed to kill Shaul? Figure he'll cut off a little piece and see how he feels afterwards. If he feels bad, it means he's not supposed to touch Shaul. That was like a test. That's what Al-Shech learns. It was a test to see what's the right thing. Could you imagine? If you feel good afterwards, that's a good sign. If you feel bad afterwards, not a good sign. Could say it's like this. When you do a mitzvah that's easy to do, right? That kind of a mitzvah is much harder to do l'shem Shemayim. You know, the Rav Shitzer once told his chassidim something, and they thought they didn't hear him straight. He got up, it was Erev Yom Kippur. He told his chassidim, today is the roughest mitzvah. To eat today, it's very hard. Tomorrow, fasting, very easy. What? They thought they didn't hear him right. How many of you have a hard time eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Not so hard. It's ganz geschmack. Right? He said, that's the roughest mitzvah. He says, eating Erev Yom Kippur, mamish murder. After Yom Kippur comes in and to fast, that's easy for me. It's pshat. So see the master Rebbe. He says, you don't understand what I'm saying. To eat Erev Yom Kippur is very easy, right? But to eat L'shem Shemayim, that's not easy. Okay? L'maisa, you go to the bagel store, Erev Yom Kippur, you're makpid gomer, that not just to have one suda, but many people are makpid on three sudas, four sudas. You go to the bagel store in the morning, and you don't stop having breakfast. You have a breakfast with your parents. Credit card is a special hanoah. The credit card is gevaldik. That swiping has a certain simchas achayim. Put everything on it, the whole store. You get the super deluxe with the bagels, with the fries, with the, without any cheshbonos. You're being mezakeh your parents in the mitzvah, right? Mamish, you fresh like it's givaldik. But to do that, l'shem shemayim, that's not easy. It's too gishmak to do it l'shem shemayim. It's very gishmak. How much of it is l'shem shemayim? Rabbi Yankov Zatzal used to say, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, Kol ha-ma'anig es ha-shabbos zoichel ha-nachlo b'li mitzar. Strange Gemara. The Gemara says, somebody has oinig Shabbos, he gets reward beyond limits. So Rabbi Yankov Zatzal asked, reward beyond limits for eating cholent? What in the world is going on? Ha-gishmak ha-cholent with kishka? With the special yapchik? Come on, Bloom, how difficult is that? Not so hard, no? Nishkefelach. Most people makayim it in shul, then makayim again by kiddush afterwards, makayim at home again. Plus Friday night, plus Thursday night, plus lots of different makayimis. They go to Route 59 over there. What's the name? Huh? Mechels. Because you try to do it, b'li mitzarim. The Gemara says without boundaries, everywhere. Right? The Gemara says, Zoichel Nachalo B'li Mitzorim. You know what that means? The reward is boundless. For Rabbi Yankov, what's the big deal? The guy's eating cholent. He's fressing cholent. He gets Nachalo B'li Mitzorim. So Rabbi Yankov said a great thought. So the Gemara doesn't say, Kol Ma'anig Atzmoy B'Shabbos. The Gemara says, Kol Ma'anig Es HaShabbos. Here's Dick. He's not having Oinig himself. He's having in mind to be ma'anig as Shabbos. That's very tough. When you're eating the cholent, are you thinking about Shabbos or your boich? That's the key. So for somebody to fast on Yom Kippur and say, I'm doing it l'shem shemayim, that's easy. Because you're not getting physical pleasure. That's easy. But to be ma'anig, to do it l'shem mitzvah, that's tough. That's tough. To eat Erev Yom Kippur L'Shem Mitzvah. That's what the Rav Shitzer said. To eat L'Shem Shemayim, that's tough. That's tough. And that's why the Gemara says in Bav Metzia, Meredek Gemara, something to keep in mind. If you have a choice to do a chesed for somebody who's your friend, or to do chesed for somebody you don't like so much. You don't like so much. The Gemara says it's a bigger mitzvah to do for somebody you don't like so much. Not only that, it's better to do a shvacher mitzvah. Or you've litoin the same lifroik. Even if the mitzvah, it's better to do it that way. Why? It's more l'shem shemayim. When you do a chesed for your best friend, part of it is because you like to help your best friend out. You like doing it, right? When you do a chesed, the biggest chus that Klal Yisrael had, the Gemara brings down, it's brought down in Medrash. A guy did chesed with his divorcee, with a woman he divorced. That was the biggest chesed. Why? You divorce somebody, you don't want to do them favors. You do favors, that's the biggest chesed. Because that's really l'shem shemayim. Oy bazoy, we could say very partial. When Shlomo HaMelech extended the Yom Tov 7 days, and they were doicha Yom Kippur, it says, V'hoyu Yisrael doyagim. They were worried. So I want to tell you what the pshat is. Klal Yisrael were worried that maybe we ate on Yom Kippur Shalei Lishma. To fast on Yom Kippur Lishma, that's easy. But they were worried that since it was a whole Yom Tov and a whole festivity, they were worried, were we really eating L'Shem Shemayim? And it comes out, if we weren't eating L'Shem Shemayim, then we talk about being Mechal Yom Kippur. That answers Rav Ginsburg's kasha. Rav Ginsburg is asking, what do you mean there's a heter to eat? Yes, there was a heter and a mitzvah to eat. L'shem, chinuch hamikdash. But they were worried that their eating wasn't being l'shem shemayim. And if the eating is not l'shem shemayim, now hadradina, now it's already chilul Yom Kippur. And this fits with Abishol and Yevamos. Abishol says on Dav Gimel and Yevamos that if somebody marries a Yevama and he doesn't have in mind L'shem Mitzvah, right, then he's mamish with an erva. Because Be'etzem, a Yevama is your brother's wife, it's Eishes Ach, it's an erva. It's mutar al the Mitzvah. So if you're doing L'shem Mitzvah, beautiful. But if you're not doing L'shem Mitzvah, then it's Hadradina. It's like an Avera. And that's what you could say, Pshat, also makes a lot of sense for all you doyagim. Christ were worried. Not that they felt that they knew they were doing something wrong. They were worried, maybe it's not Lishma. And this is something to always bear in mind when you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah that's not so gishmak. That's the biggest opportunity. Because a mitzvah that's not so gishmak, that has a higher level of Lishma. That's a much higher level of Lishma. So you should chap a rein. If you have a choice to do a mitzvah's gishmak, mitzvah not gishmak, you should chap the nish gishmak a mitzvah. Fakert. The nish gishmak a mitzvah is even more l'shem shemayim. Okay.